For contractors like Ted Puzio and his Southern Trust Home Services, venturing inside people's homes these days for plumbing, electrical, or HVAC work is a whole new reality.
When it first hit, we implemented a COVID process in place for our guys. First off, they'll boost themselves. We have vitamin C in the break rooms for everybody. And secondly, they have sanitizing wipes and spray for when they walk in a homeowner's house. They need to have a mask on. They need to have their booties on. Need to have gloves on it. If the person's contagious, if they're not, they don't wear the gloves and they wipe down everything they touch, everything they come in contact with.
Restaurants have been among the hardest hit by the restrictions on how many can gather inside. Kat Pascal with Farm Burguesa in Grandin Village went outdoors to rent a parking lot space instead after the Phase 3 inside numbers wouldn't work.
A makeshift outdoor seating and combined it with Local Roots, Taza, and Grace's Place, and made it to where all of us kind of chipped in, made it as frugal and economical as possible. Now people are sitting there from other restaurants. It's really nice to see how it's just kind of become its own or kind of flourished into its own thing.
Then there are the current online options via Zoom or other platforms. Beth Garrett with Elevating Your Image does a color analysis on skin tone before recommending clothing options. That's harder to do online than in person and costs more.
Got 160 for a virtual because it takes me longer. I have to be really careful about pictures. I have to do it by pictures, and sometimes it just takes a while to get the right one.
Live theater ceased to exist in March at venues like Mill Mountain Theater and Showtimers, but starting next Tuesday, Mill Mountain's youth-oriented musical about acceptance and inclusion, Polka Dots, will be offered virtually, says director Christopher Cassano.
We will record the show in front of no audience over 2.5 days that will then be edited together and streamed to all of our patrons for free starting on September 15th through October 9th.
That recording came after the cast members were quarantined from each other for 2 weeks and had two negative COVID-19 tests before they could even rehearse. Then there are the local school systems. Fort Lewis Elementary School principal Kim Smith perhaps sums it all up best as teachers adapt to using Zoom when their students are not in the classroom and all of the COVID safety precautions.
I've had challenges in the past, nothing that looks this way. But I can tell you that we've already grown and improved our knowledge of technology, our use of instructional strategies. We're having to think out of the box, and I believe we're all going to grow from it. Yes, it's going to be a challenge, but it's in our challenges that we grow the most. So I think it's going to be one of our biggest growth years.
For WFIR News in Depth, I'm Gene Morano.